Sybil.
Happy hump day, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Happy birthday to my sister, 83 years old today.
Happy birthday, sis. Why would you say that?
83. Happy birthday, sis.
Really?
She's 83?
No, 82. She's not 83.
83 today. Happy birthday, sis.
Aww.
I love you. Oh, wait a minute. Happy birthday, sis.
Didn't you tell me she got a new phone?
She's getting a new phone, Sybil.
What's taking her so long?
She's getting rid of the flip phone, and she's getting a new phone.
And what happened?
Well, let me tell you what happened.
First of all, when we last left, she said, I would rather die.
She would not like to be alive.
I don't want to be alive
when they
don't make a flip phone. Okay, those were her words. That's what you said.
Well, she's a newly grandmother now, so she has pictures of the grandbaby. So she goes to church to try to show the pictures to the first lady on her phone. On her flip phone. And she brings out, bless her heart, she brings out her flip phone. And the first lady says, I can't even see it. It does look like a stamp.
It looks like a stamp. On a flip phone.
And she said, I'll be darned.
She said, That's it. I'm getting a new phone.
You're not going to be insulted by the first lady.
I'm not going to be insulted by the first lady of the church, man. Not going down like that.
And the pictures of my grandbaby.
Man.
It does look like a stamp.
It does look like a stamp. Your brother's right. It does look like a stamp.
Wow.
So she's getting a new phone, man.
Now, so is this a process? Can she just go to the store?
Oh, no. It's going to be a long process.
Okay.
You know, my sister still will not drive on the interstate, so hey.
What? The interstate. I haven't heard interstate in a long
time. Well, in the South, it's called the interstate.
It's called the interstate.
It is called the interstate, yeah.
And Nita won't drive on the interstate.
Oh, no. It's too much traffic.
Well, now she's right about that.
Now, here's the thing. That's the one that went to college. See what I'm talking about?
You're the trade school graduate.
Yeah, I'm a trade school kid, right.
She's college.
College with a flip phone. And I... Happy birthday, Steph.
Happy birthday, Nita.
93 years old. Bless her heart.
It's worse.
A lot of soft food for her today. A lot of soft food.
You know nobody's coming to visit you.
No,
right?
Not at all.
You know, when the day comes. Nobody's coming to visit Mr. Smart Alec.
Happy birthday, sis.
If you heard about the earthquakes that happened in Irving, Texas.
Oh, in Dallas, yeah.
Earthquakes started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and by 11 o'clock at night, they were still having earthquakes in Irving, Texas, at the site of the old Texas Stadium.
You know what that was, Blair?
What was that?
Chris Christie
falling up from sweaters, man.
Still excited about that bad call.
I'm not going to put it on you, Blair. That's Chris Christie, man.
Thank you. I needed that. Because I was feeling mighty bad.
Yeah, you're feeling mighty bad.
Mighty bad, man. You know, I come back from Asia. Where I spent New Year's Eve in Shanghai, and they had a stampede.
A plane went missing.
When I was in China.
And then in Australia.
And then in Australia, they have
an earthquake.
And then I come home, and they've counted now 8 earthquakes.
Nine.
It's up to 9?
9.
And you were in Dallas, right?
Yeah, I was at home.
I might have to take that back.
But to be fair, we've had earthquakes now going on for several months, and in this area,
I've never known earthquakes to be in Dallas.
Yeah,
man.
And when Tom has not been here, so this is just, I don't think that it is related
to. Thank you.
But it's in his area, Sybil.
That's true.
It is right down the street.
That's true.
Didn't he start Ebola over there, too? I mean, what is going
on?
No.
Oh, my God. No, that's
Although
not
I
no.
am down the street right now from the hospital.
That's too much.
That's too much. Thank you.
All right. It's not you. It's Chris Christie, man, jumping up and down.
Still jumping up and down.
He's still jumping up and down.
You see, the president commented on that bad call. Said the
man,
Lions.
He knows
the president of the United States said, "I feel for the Lions fans." That was a bad call.
That's the way it goes. You get a bad call. Every
sometimes
now and then
you get a bad call.
You get a bad call. Shouts out to Dallas. They took it.
Yeah.
They got a bad call.
Yep. Oprah is putting her stepmother out.
Well, this has been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been warned. Stepmother's been warned. This ain't new.
You understand this?
I understand it, man.
Okay, so Oprah's father... And
Mr. Vernon
and his wife got a divorce. They got married back in 2001. Oprah mm-hmm. bought him a house.
Mm-hmm.
14 years later, there's a divorce, and the stepmother doesn't want to leave the house.
Oh, you leaving?
Oprah said, "Oh, you leaving?" And the stepmother says, "Oh, no, I'm not."
Wow.
So she offered to give the house to the stepmother,
mm-hmm.
free and clear.
If she would sign
a non-disclosure. In other words, don't say nothing.
And you can stay right here.
You get a
here.
Free house.
And you get a free house.
Wouldn't do that?
Well, this lady
Oprah's
wouldn't
stepmother.
Do it. The stepmother wouldn't do it.
Okay.
That's what Oprah said.
I'm the richest woman in the world.
No, second.
No. Oprah, I'm still going to Oprah. I have not seen that lady's money so much.
And maybe that's what the
that's
stepmama
what is,
said,
man.
Too.
So the stepmama wouldn't sign a non-disclosure. Oprah said, "All right, then, I'll sell the house, and I'll split the profits with you, period. And it's just be done." Oprah's trying to work with them, Mama said, "No, I don't want your money. I'm staying in this house." Well, Oprah went down to the courthouse and filed eviction notice.
Yeah.
This lady must not have seen Oprah in these three movies where she opened the
No, but she's living it now.
I know three movies where Oprah smacked the hell out of someone. Color Purple.
Okay.
The Butler and Selma. Oprah got fight in her, man. If I was this lady.
And someone said Beloved, too. So, someone
yeah,
said
I don't know if she slapped. Did she really hit somebody
she
Beloved?
She slapped Danny Glover.
I'd move out. Oprah ain't nothing to play with, man. All you got to do is yell action. Oprah will knock your butt out.
And apparently someone did yell action. And
so they had the eviction
And Oprah sold the house already, right?
Oh, yeah. She's gone through it. Remember back in the fall, the stepmother was having a moving day auction and all of that.
All the furniture that Oprah bought.
That Oprah bought for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stepmama problems. Who hasn't had stepmama problems?
Who hasn't had stepmama problems?
Yeah, but this is rich stepdaughter problems. And this is
what the daddy went through. Daddy said, "Oprah."
Yeah, think about Mr. Vernon.
Mr. Vernon.
Think about Mr. Vernon.
Baby girl, see what I've been going through?
Yeah. Just think about
Mr. Vernon, man.
I think it's a sad situation now because if you, over the holiday, there was a talk about her dad's, his only Christmas wish was to be able to spend time with Oprah. So there's like, you know, been a division between them. So of this stuff, you know, you got stepmama, stepdaughter, daddy, and ex-wife. That's a lot of drama.
That is a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Bless their hearts.
Oprah, girl, you're going to get your ass out of the house.
All my life.
I had to work all my life.
Oh.
Homology. 11 past the hour.